It's Tuesday, March 28th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. This may be the first instance of an attack on a Christian school in U.S. history. Yesterday morning, a young woman entered Covenant School in Nashville, Tennessee, armed with 2 military-type rifles and a handgun, killing 3 staff members and 3 children. According to police reports, the 28-year-old woman was attempting to change herself into a male and preferred he-him pronouns. Now identified as Audrey Elizabeth Hale, she was a former student at the Christian school. Hale entered the school around 10:13 a.m., and within 14 minutes, she was fatally shot by a team of 5 police officers. An FBI study of these rampages found that 9 out of 250 involve female perpetrators. In Matthew 15, verses 19 and 20, Jesus tells us, "Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries. These are the things which defile a man or a woman." Over the weekend, 80,000 citizens hit the streets in Israel, protesting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to restructure the nation's judiciary, reports CBS News. A nationwide strike kicked in yesterday. At issue appears to be the anti-Palestinian, anti-LHBTQ, and pro-gun positions taken by some of the conservative government. The controversial legislation has been put on hold until the next legislative term following Passover observances in April. Over the weekend, Russia announced it will be stationing nuclear weapons in Belarus, located on Ukraine's northern border, reports Reuters. Russian President Vladimir Putin said he will place nuclear-armed hypersonic Iskander missiles north of Kyiv. In addition, those Leopard tanks promised by the German government to aid Ukraine have been delivered to Kyiv, as confirmed by TASS, the Russian news agency. Proverbs 21, verse 1 says, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he will." The Presbyterian Church USA is urging Kentucky Democrat Governor Andy Beshear to veto a bill that would protect children from body-mutilating gender surgeries. An official letter from the stated clerk of the denomination affirmed that, quote, "The General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church USA strongly affirms the human rights of lesbian, gay, bisexual, queer, and transgender people," end quote. QSR Magazine has released its latest list of most profitable fast food restaurants in the U.S. Once again, Chick-fil-A tops the list with annual average receipts of $6,100,000 per store. Krispy Kreme Donuts comes in second place with $4 million. In-N-Out and McDonald's come in at third and fourth place. There are 2,732 Chick-fil-A stores. That compares to 12,775 McDonald's. The largest restaurants in the U.S. by total sales are McDonald's with $46 billion of annual income, Starbucks with $24 billion, and Chick-fil-A with $16.7 billion of annual income. Chick-fil-A and In-N-Out comprise 2 of the top 4 most profitable restaurant chains in the U.S., and both have a reputation of holding to Christian values. Chick-fil-A is closed on the Lord's Day for family and worship, and In-N-Out features scripture verses on their packaging. And finally, you gotta hear this. Coming back to that monster tornado that took down Amory, Mississippi last week, a local meteorologist, Matt Lauben, was warning the town of the imminent approach of the cataclysm. And then Matt prayed on air that Jesus would help the people of the town. Listen.
"So Amory, we need to be in our tornado safe place. We got a new scan coming in here as we speak. Oh man, like north side of Amory, this is coming in. Oh man. Dear Jesus, please help them. Amen." Okay, so.
Samaritan's Purse has set up 2 U.S. disaster relief units in Rolling Fork and in Amory. To help with the relief fund, just go to samaritanspurse.org. And that's The Worldview on this Tuesday, March 28th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.